Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about a godly example and looking at some godly examples from Scripture, how we can learn from those. Specifically, how we can be a godly example by the things we learn, by the things we put into practice. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week with being a godly example of integrity. And we talked, I believe it was last week, about being called to integrity. So some of this might sound familiar. Hopefully some of it sounds familiar. Because it hasn't been that long since we've talked about that. But this example that we live, people watch, people notice, people listen. And they may not watch, notice, or listen at the times we think they are, or the times we like them to be. And so it's important that our life is lived with integrity so that no matter when we're heard, when we're seen, that the message is the same. Paul writes to Titus and says, "In everything set them an example by doing what is good in your teaching. Show integrity." When I think about setting an example of doing what is good, of showing integrity, I think it's important that we realize that those concepts of doing what is good and having integrity and teaching are very closely related. Realizing that our actions need to match our words. We talked a lot about that in the subject of integrity. That whatever we do, there needs to be a correlation. And when we talked about integrity, we were very clear that it's not simply our words and our actions matching, but they each need to match God's word. And so this godly example of integrity, we learn from people. We learn from God's word. We learn from the examples of Scripture. But it's not that we only learn about the good examples. When things go well, when our words and our actions do match and they match God's word, we find in Scripture the times where people, well, they didn't match. And how God responds to that and how they respond to God in the midst of that. The good examples of that are those that repent, that call out to God, that seek forgiveness and receive it. And so we learn that when there's a lack of integrity in our life, there's something to do. There's something we can do about it. There's a way to be restored. It isn't a final sentence. Living with integrity is all about pursuing the goodness of God and putting it into practice in our life in everything we do. So when Paul writes to Titus and talks to him about an example of doing good, about teaching with integrity, he does so in a manner that calls each one of us to consider what we teach. Kind of a sneak preview. Sunday I'll be sharing a message from Joshua 1 about the courage to lead. And sometimes I think people will hear that and kind of tune it out because, well, they might say they're not a leader. And I think in the same sense, we hear some of the Scripture about teaching with integrity, and, well, I'm not a teacher. but you are. And who you lead and who you teach might not be many in number. It might not even be people that you're aware of. And so it's important that it's not simply a front. And I think that's what Paul gets at when he talks about teaching with integrity. It's not just a show. It's not just words. It's not just something you pull out on a quote teaching moment and then you put it away until someone's watching again. It's a lifetime. It's a way of doing life with God. Jesus says to let your good works, your light shine before men, that people would see your good works. And sometimes we do that, but our purpose, our motivation is so that we are applauded, that we are recognized, that we stand out. But that's not what Jesus said. He said to let your light shine before people that they would see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That requires integrity. That requires your good works to flow from your relationship with God. That requires Jesus to be center in your conversations and in your motivation. It requires your teaching through your actions, through your words, to not only match up, but to represent Jesus well. It's much easier to live one way when we think no one's watching, and then to live another way when people are. And we've all seen that. I suspect we've all done that. But the hard work is when we dig in deep and we begin to apply the Word of God to every moment that we live. And sometimes that Word of God is corrective and needs to be corrective. Sometimes that Word of God is encouraging and needs to be encouraging. Sometimes that Word of God is instructional and needs to be instructional. We apply it all so that we can live it all, so that there's integrity in what we teach. There's integrity in what we do. As I consider this subject of godly examples, I can think of so many people in my life that taught by those godly examples. And because of the consistency of the example, it was clear when something didn't match up, when something was out of character. And I knew that there was something wrong. There was something that not only explained why it was out of character, but showed a need that needed to be addressed. And when we live as those with a godly example of integrity, it ought to be obvious in our life when something needs to change because it just isn't right. It no longer matches up. People notice and say, that just doesn't seem like you. That's the value of a godly example. It not only helps us to encourage others, it not only helps us to represent Jesus well to others, but it also helps them to help us. Today, as we spend some time praying, the question is, why do you do what you do? why do I do what I do? I suspect one of the most difficult things in life, I know it is for me, is criticism, especially when I think I'm doing the right thing. And I find out that not everybody agrees. You've been there. And it calls us back to this godly example of integrity and says, is this what God wants? Does this align with His Word? Do my processes and procedures align with His Word? Is the example being seen by others consistent? And for each one of us, we look at that and we answer those questions for ourselves and we find areas to grow in, areas that need improvement. And so that very nature of integrity says we do something about it. We seek God's help. We seek the help of others. And we continue to grow as a godly example of integrity. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself in such a way that You show us through Your Word, through the person of Jesus, through the examples in Scripture that it is possible to live so that our words and our actions match Your Word. That we can follow those godly examples of integrity and that we can be those godly examples of integrity. God, today as we live life, as people notice in us the inconsistencies, may we accept that with gratitude so that we can grow, that we can improve, we can change. May we be very careful in the way that we reveal any inconsistencies we might notice in others. May we approach with the same grace and mercy that we desire. And at times it may not even call for an approach at all. But just some latitude, some understanding. Father, give us the wisdom to not only do good in such a way that it sets an example, but in such a way that it sets an example of integrity. Help us to purify our hearts and our motives so that the things we do are all about lifting up Jesus. And even in those times where we do get those pats on the back and the recognition, may we acknowledge not simply before You but before others that it's because of Jesus that we're able to receive any acknowledgement at all. That He strengthens us, that He guides us, that He directs us and equips us. Father, may the integrity of our example help people know that a walk with Jesus is not only possible, it's desirable. May we learn to help others, to notice what's going on in their life that's causing them to struggle. The things that are going on that are causing them to rejoice, that are causing them sorrow, that are affecting their life. And may Your Spirit within us help us to be those equippers and encouragers and friends that share May we grow in relationship with one another so that we can not only encourage and equip, but we can correct with great patience, great love, great mercy, just as we find correction in your love, in your patience, in your mercy. Father, may our life be a reflection of Jesus, so that as we live, we live with a godly example. And may that godly example help us to lift up Jesus at every opportunity possible, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.